Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. Dave and Jacqueline bring you up close and personal to the innovators, contributors, and creative minds in and around technology today. Visit our website portal at www.technologyespresso.com. There, you will find a full list of our broadcasts from all across the technology spectrum, our social media handles, and related content. So sit back with Dave and Jacqueline as they serve up Technology Espresso fast, hot, and intense.
Hello, welcome to another episode of STEM Information Podcast with Technology Espresso. Welcome to today's Friday edition, and actually, what I want to do is walk through the calendar. There's a lot of upcoming professional development events, and there's something that, again, in the IT industry, as well as across other science, technology, engineering, and math industries that you learn very on and very early in your career is that you've got to take professional development into your own hands. Again, STEM is changing people's approach, their thought process. Long gone are the days where you maybe got your degree, got a job, and you stayed with that job for 20, 30 years. And in some cases, never having to go or pay for your own professional development or continuing education. Maybe the company covered it, or things were pretty stagnant and they just stayed the same year after year. Well, that's not the case. It's not the case with engineering. It's not the case with science. Think about even medicine. What a doctor learned they could practice for the next 20, 30 years and never have to update their skills. Is that the type of doctor you want to go to? I think not. Let's think about food science and all the other fields. As a matter of fact, even when we talk about astronomy and we look up at the sky, you think it's stagnant, but it's not. We just talked about them discovering brand new planets and stars. You think, how could that be? So there's so many areas of discovery and learning and innovation when it comes to STEAM. So that said, you always have to stay ahead of the game. So that's something that we've got to take on and embrace and not look at it as a bad thing. You know, some people can say, well, it looks like they're always changing the rules. On the other hand, people who embrace STEM and the world the way it's going to be, that same statement is they're always changing the rules. So it's an excitement. It's exhilarating because you've got to be passionate about what you do. It's hard to go into STEM, and I just had this conversation with someone. It's hard to go into STEM or to in the area I am in, business analysis. You quickly identify those people that just are there for a job or a paycheck. Their career, their trajectory, their growth is going to be very different than those people that are passionate about it. And it becomes very apparent very early on. And interesting enough, when young people get their degrees and they're pursuing jobs and job opportunities, you'll see that camp that says, I can't get a job in STEM. No one will hire me. No one's interested in me. And I've reached out, they've reached out to me. Can you help me get a job? Now, sometimes what that translates into, can you give me a hookup? And when it's your career and your passion, giving someone a hookup, you're putting your reputation on the line. You're vouching for that person. So if that person isn't the same caliber as you, aren't as passionate as you, that's a reflection on you. And your career and your trajectory takes a hit. So people can't just go around giving you the hookup and giving you their contacts and their resources or recommending and vouching for you, especially if they don't see the initiative in you. So when someone asks me, first thing is I give them homework. Okay, I need you to research this. I need you to look into that. I want you to follow up on that. And when a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks goes by, I already know that they are hungry enough. They're not keeping their end of the bargain. So you really can't expect me to put my reputation on the line. And I'm not just talking from my perspective. It's all the way up the chain. People in a higher position, they're going to think the same way. They can't put their jobs and careers on the line. They want to see your passion. So when you come to someone and you want them to vouch for you, legitimately just vouch for you, you need to come with your portfolio. You need to come with your strategy and action plan and let them see how what's your part, what work you've been willing to put in to get to that point. Also, what I'd say to those people who, again, they say, I got my degree, and I'm not able to get a job. There's no, you know, everybody's talking about 200,000 and 400,000 jobs available. We just this past week had the ProDevNet and BDPA Connect virtual job fair, and I sent some people there, those who went. Kudos to them. And they all came back to me and said, there's a lot of jobs out there. Now, at the same time, I've known people whose job search has not just been months, but years, looking for that job. Now, when I start to talk to them and ask them about their strategy, I quickly hear the things that they won't do. I won't move. I don't travel. I won't start in a junior position or intern position. I won't take less than this amount. And what I often get is, especially people, they've got some years experience in another industry, they want to make that transition and still carry that same salary level. And I know people that have been holding out, not for a year or two, but for 10 years. They got a degree in STEM, wanted to make the transition, but have never made the sacrifice to start and work their way up. Had they 10 years ago when they first transitioned and got the second degree, they probably will have tripled the salary that they were holding on to. So all of that said, the key here is, and where I want to go with this and what I want to leave you with, is that if you visit us on our podcast and the website, in the description today's show and every Friday, we're going to be listing upcoming professional development events. What you need to start creating is a self-investment fund. Putting aside, even if it's just $10 a paycheck, and that's the money that you're going to reinvest in your professional development, your continuing education. That could translate into subscribing to magazines in your career field or specialty, getting books, and or attending classes, webinars, and from time to time, attending conferences. And not just because these are just ways of, again, staying on top of the topics and the subject matter in your field, but it's also about connecting and that network. You don't try to create a network when you're in need. You create it because you have something you want to contribute. And being part of these networks, even being a speaker, not always just being a student or attendee or participant, but actually being a participant, being a leader in these organizations and a volunteer, will help you to start build your reputation as a thought leader, as a specialist in this particular field. And what does that do? That translates into if you ever decide to go into private practice. And what's private practice? Well, private practice in IT translates into having your own consulting or being your own consultant, not just a contractor, not just someone that's hired in to work for someone else, but a consultant that actually comes in and provides thought leadership and helps organizations do things like I do, such as organizational transformation. So, keeping that in mind, again, to invest in yourself, your professional development, and don't get intimidated because some of these conferences have high price tags, but again, just squirreling away, investing, put that in a savings somewhere where you don't see it until from time to time you look back and it's accumulated. And before you know it, you'll have your conference prepaid for. So in my last minutes with you, let me run down some of the events to keep your eye on. First of all, and these are spread out across the United States because we cover events nationally. You have March 25th, BioLodge here in Atlanta, Georgia. March 29th through April 2nd, the National Society of Black Engineers Annual Convention. There's a SharePoint stage on April 17th. April 27th, there's DigiFest. In Atlanta again, April 30th, we're having Stumping for STEAM. Also, June 3rd, there will be a mother-daughter Pink Tech workshop. Also, look for the Fusion Conference coming in June 7th, as well as the National BDPA, that's the Minorities in Technology, also known as the Black Data Processor Association, BDPA, has its national conference this year in July, and that'll take place in Cincinnati, Ohio. If you have a program and want to be listed, send us an email, and we'll add you to our Friday lineup of national STEM events and activities. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great weekend.
You have been listening to Technology Espresso Radio. For a full list of our podcast series and upcoming shows, as well as our social media handles, visit our web portal at www.technologyespresso.com. Here you can always listen live through our live studio. And we want to send a special thanks to our sponsors and thank you to our listeners. And remember, we encourage you to listen, learn, leverage, and launch. And as always, thanks for listening to Technology Espresso Radio.
Good day, great people. Shawn Thomas here, the entrepreneur. Thank you so much for your support of great programming like this one at Technology Espresso. Are you a corporate or professional ready to leap and start a business but do not know exactly how to separate yourself in the marketplace? Or maybe you're a small business owner struggling to get the word out about your amazing business. Well, I want to help you do just that. My creative marketing agency has the unique ability to market your products and services in such a way that your clients and customers will be more than attracted to you. We help you build credible visibility through digital storytelling that is personal yet professional. We create amazing websites, social media marketing campaigns, and much, much more. If this sounds like what you've been looking for, I want to talk to you. Give me a call at 404-796-8858. That's 404-796-8858. Once again, 404-796-8858. Look forward to talking to you soon. Shawn Thomas, The Entrepreneur.
Running your business is no easy task. Sure, we would all like to relax on the beach, go to the spa every day, and just live free. For many business owners, that's not the reality. For the lucky few, they know the secret. You know what the secret is? Delegation. Yes, real bosses know how to delegate. Just because you know how to do it doesn't mean you should. Think about it this way. Let's say you charge $95 an hour for your craft, but you spend 4 hours per week scheduling social media and an hour a day monitoring and commenting. You just spent about $855 when you could have delegated that service for an estimated $100 per month. My point is, spend time doing what you love. You started your business as a passion. Why turn it into work? Here at the Curvy Executive, our motto is, how may we serve you? If you're not sure how or what to delegate, we will help you figure it out and start you off slow, because if you grow, we grow. Some of the services we offer are basic admin support, email management, social media management, online marketing, small-scale sales funnels, and if you are launching a book, a program, a webinar, we have something called the Launchpad, where we will be with you from conception to completion. We have a great team of people that, when put together, we make a grand team of experts. Look for us on any social media as The Curvy Executive. You can also email at info@thecurvyexecutive.com, or you can visit our website at thecurvyexecutive.com.
You have been listening to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. For a full list of our podcasts, social media handles, and upcoming shows, visit our web portal at www.technologyespresso.com. Join our text club and get monthly alerts of upcoming events and initiatives. Text the phrase "Full Steam Ahead" to 41411. Financial support and donations of any denominations are welcome. Your contributions help us sustain and reach undeserved communities who benefit from the many programs, role models, and technologists that we showcase. Thanks to our sponsors, partners, and thank you, our listeners. And remember, we encourage you to listen, learn, leverage, launch.
Napa know-how.
The Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Support for this podcast comes from Link AKC. The Link AKC smart collar provides peace of mind and makes dog ownership easier by putting your dog's needs and location right at your fingertips. Learn more at linkakc.com. Promo code podcast.
We are stumping for steam, stump, stump, stumping for steam. We are stumping for steam, come be a part of our team. We are stumping for steam, stump, stump, stumping for steam. We are stumping for steam, come be a part of our team. Yeah, get on your feet right now and start stumping for steam. Learn more so you can earn more, come on and join the team. Learn about inventing stuff to make some money, not renting stuff and spending money, counting money, invest money, multiply money. You can make this money, work hard and get the fundamentals. Spend the rest of your life living continental. Math is the key to it all, get educated, that's plain and simple. Science, technology, engineering, and math, let's stump it out. Get to stumping and jumping for steam. Everybody scream, now peace out. We are stumping for steam. Stump, stump, stumping for steam. We are stumping for steam. Come be a part of our team. We are stumping for steam. Stump, stump, stumping for steam. We are stumping for steam. Come be a part of our team. Yeah.